Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Friday night tune-up. I'm your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Welcome, 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 Friday night, Cosmic Explorers. Hope everybody's having a fabulous night. I just woke up from a nap, so I'm just like quite not here. But I am.
Well, she's charged. She's ready to go. Yeah, you're like,
Hey, anybody out there, I'm just going to start out. Did anybody else get knocked out this afternoon or feel this wave of energy? Because I was like sitting here perfectly fine. And literally I saw like I was looking at my light and the energy got all crazy and this wave came down and it literally knocked me out. Oh, you did too, Hillary?
Yeah, I did. I told you I, rested for a minute and it was not my intention to fall asleep, but I ended up falling asleep. So,
yeah.
Things happen.
They do. Joining us this evening. I see Bridget's on. Deborah, hello, hello, hello. What's going on, Hillis?
You know, what isn't going on? We're in the middle of two eclipses, a solar and lunar eclipse. I mean, there's that, that in itself. And, I've been really been in a personal journey for the past few weeks. And, it's really been a place of new awareness with myself, new awareness with the energies and people around me, how I interact with people, how I really engage myself in life now. And so it's really allowing myself to really be my own observer. And it's different in a way from, being of service and, you're living the life and you're noticing things that you do and you're observing what you do. So it's like I'm observing my observedness, if that's a word. So it's like I'm taking two steps back and like really, really paying attention and really watching everything.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening right now, too. I've talked to a lot of people in my own personal journey. And, let us know out there, anything going on with you so we can blast it on the show to let us know, what you're experiencing, what's going on in your world as well. Because, we're in this together as a collective. So, what?
I said boom.
Oh, boom. I thought you said who. And I'm like, what? As I said, I think I'm still traveling wherever I took my nap, but what I've really noticed, it's like go time right now. There's in that, and I'm getting reminded, there's a card here that's reminding me of something I read earlier, in the world is also going through a lot of grief right now. And why I say grief is around just exactly what you said, Hillis, is like, we are all opening up to a new space right now where a lot of people are starting to notice things trickling away more so, people trickling away more so, and old behavior patterns and all that's kind of going away. But yet there's a grieving of all that like past that was, that's kind of as we move in, and then this uneasiness, that's not the word, like this just kind of like balancing act of like who you are and what you're becoming now and not really knowing like, it's like, who do I want to be now? Or how do I want to show up now? Or what do I want to do? I know that's not working anymore. I know they're not working anymore. I know that, it's like, we know, it's like this new emergence of knowing what you don't really require in your world anymore, but not experiencing what is coming in because it's a new energy and everything's changing. So I think we're just in this transition period. Also, and in that, when we let go of something, we also go through a period of grief. And I'm going to bring that up again because I think it's really important for everyone right now who might be going through that train of finding who they are and having that to honor that grief that might pop up of what was, because it's been part of you for so long, that it is going to take a little, time to filter out. So that's my two cents about what's going on right now.
That's interesting because as you say these words, as you express these thoughts, it's really moving into not just the grief of it all, it's almost the space of separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've known one thing or had an experience with one thing or another, and the experience is coming to an end. And so now it's time for us to create and move into the next experience. And this is where I feel a lot of people having issues or concerns or feeling lost is because of the energy of them being lost and not knowing what the next experience is. No?
Yes, I'm sorry. Cosmo.
Hi, Cosmo.
Cosmo, you say your two cents, what you want? Oh, he's like, I want to be pet. Yes, he's coming into new Cosmo here. Let's tell you, we're growing in leaps and bounds. His, you know, it's really funny. I know I'm getting off screen, but I have to tell this funny story. I took Cosmo to get groomed the other day, everyone. Okay, so, you know, first time ever to this groomer, he is not allowed back. He got kicked out of the groomer because of his expressing himself. So now he's been expressing himself even more ever since that situation has happened. So it's been quite an interesting transition with Mr. Cosmo. So we have to find a new groomer for him because he was just telling him what he thought about them doing what they were doing. So anyhow. Cosmo, yeah. Cosmo is working on his throat chakra right now to an expression.
And back to the show from the commercial break.
For the commercial break. Sorry, I had a little side. See?
See, yeah, it's like, I know you're talking about me.
I know. I got sidetracked here. You know, sometimes that happens, the shiny thing syndrome. But anyhow, we do have another commercial break.
Yeah, so since we're on the commercial break, let's keep the commercial break going before we come back to the topic of tonight.
Well, that was part of the topic, expression and who you're becoming, but it's from Cosmo's point of view. But yeah. Anyhow, you know, one of the things I love to do is to, you know, people that I know in my world or come or anybody out there would like, you know, us to do a plug is share other people's gifts and talents and things that they're putting out in the world and things they're doing. Oh, what are you doing, Hillis? I'm going to put this sweet biography is literally like my second daughter. She has come up with a line of journals, and I had some other pictures, but I got it all messed up. So let me see if I can link over here. Can you see, Hillis? Am I doing this right? She has these beautiful journals. I think they're over 305 pages, and they're mystic journals that she has put out in the world. They're just absolutely gorgeous. And then there's some sacred geometry things. So I just thought I'd share these. You can find them on Amazon on Sweetbriar Apocryphy. Or I can't say that word. How do you say that word?
Apocryphy.
So yeah, so I thought I'd share them. They're really cool. I have not received mine yet. I just ordered mine. So I'm waiting for mine to come in. But they're really cool. They kind of, I just love them. You know, we've got the kind of the goddess here and just some witchy ones. And just so it kind of covers everything. It's just very mystical and just very open and very fun. And everybody in here's coloring pages too with sacred geometry. So I thought I'd share that if anybody's looking for some, you know, some gifts coming up. I know down the road here, you know, it's gift giving time and everything. So anyhow, if you need a new journal to write in, I thought I'd share that. So check it out and order yourself one. And also I came across this person, so I'm going to share what he does. Now he's in England. So for those people out there listening from over in England, I think he's going to start to ship to the States as well. I found this awesome man. He's in a class that I'm taking and he's a beekeeper. And if you know me, I love bees. So anyhow, he just sells all different kinds of candles and I can't share this right now. Oh Lord, I'm doing horrible. Like here's a skull light candle, like these old main candles. He does a lot of them and he does classes too on how to do beekeeping as far as the old ways and I'm losing everything. I'm doing great with this commercial, aren't I, Hillis? Okay, I got to get off this thing. Anyhow, so I'll put that down there, the Green Man Honey. So if you're looking up and looking for some honey or some wonderful beeswax candles, there's Green Man Honey. In the UK. So yeah, so that's, I thought I'd plug those, honey, I'll put that in a second. So I thought I'd plug those. Thank you, Hillis, for enduring my commercial here. I got to work on my commercial there.
Yay.
Back to the show. Hillis is done with my commercial. Okay, I'm going to put his little web link. Okay, go ahead, Hillis. Shoot. Thank you, everybody, for... Go, Hillis.
Yeah, and so... And so just as we are allowing ourselves to really move into what's really serving our best and highest good, you know, this path that is opening up, it feels like everything is stagnant right now. There's like a bunch of stagnation. And that's because a lot of us don't know where to go or don't know where to really move into. And I don't know about you, but have you been feeling this space of stagnation as well around what's happening and what's emerging?
I wouldn't call it stagnation. I would call it a stagnated emergence.
Yeah, I like that. And I just had a funny thought. I had to share this with everybody. So everyone knows what a stag is, right? And so I was thinking stagnation, and I'm like, stag and nation, like stag and nation, like a country, you know, full of stags. I don't know.
You lost me on that one. I'm sorry.
No, you know, like stags are like mooses.
They're not nooses. They're a type of deer that are.
Okay, well, a type of deer. But anyway, I was thinking like, yeah, stag nation, meaning like a country full of stags or deers. Okay.
Okay. Still not getting it.
Okay, fine. Whatever. It's not Rebecca's not getting my crazy one off mind wandering of a joke. But anyway.
I guess we're really wanting. So another thing that's coming up, because we're always live time, what's going on? A lot of people wandering in their thoughts of pulling in information on trying to wrangle in who's them, because everything is coming up and it's just like there's all this newness going up in the air right now, just to say, like stagnation, you know, like there's all these thoughts freaking around that might not quite make sense. And that's kind of how I feel, that's what I meant by there's this new creation, but I'm not quite sure what it is. And it is stagnant because I'm not sure, and just opening up to this new thing. You're going to make me laugh. We're just out of it.
No, because I have all, because, you know, been in my journey for 2 weeks, and it's just really interesting in how the introspection and the timing that I chose to do this journey, and how it's really in aligned with what's occurring on the planet right now, and stepping into the new movement, the new version of me that's emerging. Because, you know, in meditation, we sit with our thoughts, we understand our thoughts, we sit in a place of non-judgment, of awareness, right? We sit in that place of natural observing. But in the personal journey that I've been on, there are thoughts that been coming up I haven't thought about in years. And I'm like, why am I thinking about this? I haven't thought about this in 10 years. I haven't thought about this in 20 years. This is like an ancient thought. And so it's in the mindset of really understanding what it's connected to. And I'm just going to share this because I think it's very important right now, because last week in the process of my journey, I did mushrooms, okay? And Rebecca had to check on me because I was in my mushroom journey. And in this particular journey, there was this energy of polar opposites and this dueling energy, this dualistic energy. And it was in a place of really understanding what happened in my life over 25 years ago. And this really set the intention of knowing who I am now and how important is it in my life now? How much credence did I give to this? Or how much attention have I allowed this to take from me? Or how much attention did I give it? And so now is the time, and I express it to everyone. It doesn't matter. You guys don't have to do a mushroom journey to do this. But ask yourself, what is it that you're paying attention to? Like, what is it that's coming up in your awareness now that's giving you your attention and focus? And is it really worth you spending more time as opposed to just letting it go and just saying, I'm done with this, and just be done with it. And then learn to then transform it, transmute it, and create something even more beautiful from that which you gave your attention to.
Exactly. And also, I don't know about you, Hillis, also really watch your dreams right now, because I've been talking to a lot of people and there's crazy, crazy dreams coming up right now. I know me personally, it's like I've been experiencing in my dream state and in my here state, an empowerment coming into of kind of boundaries I've set and boundaries that all these boundaries I've been working on over the years, because they're always the funnest, because you know there's levels of boundaries. But anyhow, my dream state, I've been noticed that with my family, and things have been coming up around that of standing in my truth and standing in my power from people in the past. And it's still that old energy coming out, but me in that state saying, oh, I'm done. And noticing that in real, you know, in the world and everyday living of anchoring into that, like just feeling that energy of I've completed that, if you want to say karma, or, you know, I've released all that stuff and being in that. And the dream was kind of like that shift to reality coming into this world and standing in that truth and standing in that power and knowing those boundaries that I have set that is part of the newness of what's coming in, of living my life from a different space with those boundaries in place.
Yeah. It's all about knowing what's important to you, what truly matters. Exactly. And in this time, you know, what truly matters is health, vitality, the resetting of your space, the resetting of your soul, the resetting of really grounding in the new intentions and really understanding, you know, what's important. And does it really matter? Like, for example, I haven't been really watching a lot of TV the past few weeks because that's not important to me anymore. You know, it's only those selective things that I watch because I'm one of those people, if I have to watch something, I gotta know how it ends. You know, it's like I'm addicted to the ending. I gotta know how it ends. And that says something about my character. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I have to see something through. I just can't stop in the middle of something. And even if it's, you know, dare I say, bad for me. It's like, I gotta see how this ends, no matter how bad it is, you know?
And what do you mean by bad?
Well, you know, for example, and I'm just gonna use television as the example. You know, you're watching something and you know that this show is very predictable. You know what's gonna happen before it happens, but you just gotta watch it to see how it ends, no matter how predictable or how bad in my mind it is. And so, you know, and I guess in this instance, and referencing the personal space, is when I say bad, it's more to the point of, you know, how much suffering do I have to endure, you know, to get to something better?
I'm still not following you on all that. I think we're out of sync tonight or something. I'm not getting like what you're saying is bad.
That's because half your brain is still on the pillow.
And you're just like talking about
it. So everyone who's watching, you guys are following me, right? I'm not losing.
No, I'm not saying you're. I'm just not computing what is the definition.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience right now.
You're fine. Well,
so if you guys are following what I'm saying, type in yes or whatever.
I hear what you're saying though, but it's not computing in my field right now.
That's because you don't have a quantum brain yet.
Okay.
I don't either, but you know, hey, it's just
we all have quantum brains.
We all do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
It depends on what in that quantum brain that we access.
And I've been accessing quite a lot of it lately.
Yes,
let me tell you.
Yes, you have. So anyhow, we'll move on from this conversation.
It's like the never-ending story. It would never end. This conversation would never be over. It would never be done. It would come back in other forms and reiterations. Just so that way we can really fully understand the expression of energy that's emerging right now, because that's what it is.
Yeah, and this is a beautiful example. You know, seriously, these things happen for a reason. You know that, Hillis. You know, these quirky little things happen between the two of us, you know, just to show out there, it's okay. I don't understand where you're coming from, but I love you and I see you and I hear you. I'm just on a different space. And, you know, that's how we have to be with people right now. So this is a perfect example. I have no clue what he meant by the word bat, and it's all good because he did. And that's all that matters. But that's what I'm saying. People out in the world right now are on different wavelengths. And you just got to, like, if you don't understand, you don't have to try to understand. You can ask like I did, but you can just kind of let it go as well and know that everybody's functioning at a different level right now. And it's okay. Just let people be where they are. Love them and don't judge them from where they are, and just say, okay, I don't understand, and that's okay, but, you know, and move on.
Yeah, exactly. You can always give them that funny face like, what?
I know. You're looking at me like, Becky, why can't you understand me? This is very simple. And I'm like, no, Hillis, it's not simple because it's not computing with me. I'm not understanding it.
And speaking of not understanding, you know, I want to tell people that about the new show that is coming next week with our amazing guest that we interviewed yesterday, Sid McNary.
Oh, yes, Sid's joining us.
So you guys definitely have to check out the show that's going to air next Thursday. And it's a beautiful soul, beautiful episode where we just talk about peace. And you just really have to enjoy the episode because it's just magnificent. And I'm excited because he could be potentially running for president, y'all. And
I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Take it back. Delete. It doesn't exist. But I mean, if you go to his website, it's on his website, plain as day.
You're full of it tonight, Hillis.
Well, I mean, if people are going to go to his
website. You're being honest. I know.
You know, they're going to see it. And so just letting you guys know. But I mean, amazing soul, amazing man. Modern monk is who he is. And he really lives up to that title of living and being committed to living in peace. So you guys definitely got to check out the episode when it airs next week.
And when is it going to air, Hillis? When are we dropping it? Thursday? Next Thursday?
Next Thursday. I think that's the 3rd. Yes, November 3rd is when it's going to air.
Is it the 3rd or the 4th?
It's the 3rd because the 4th is a Friday.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know how I'm able to remember dates in my head like that. So I don't see quantum computing processes happening right now.
There you go. There you go.
And so you guys, we want to hear from you. You guys are kind of quiet tonight. I guess this maybe is just me, but we want to know how you guys are doing, what's happening in your world, and just really understand that what's happening now is just temporary. Like everything is temporary. There's going to be this continual shift of energy until we move into the fifth dimensional energy, which is going to be a little bit yet, but now is the time to really allow yourself to be finished, to be done with what no longer serves you in your life now.
Well, it is showing up different.
What is?
Everything.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, look outside, guys. Look at the sunsets, how beautiful they are now. And the colors are changing. I noticed because I live on the water, but I noticed like the water out back used to just kind of flow. Now it has sparkles in it. I can't explain it, but it dazzles and it dances at a whole nother level. And it's just so amazing to watch. So really take time to look at nature right now. I've always said that because it has a new spark to it. It's like coming alive at a new level. And just watch. Those are the beautiful changes that are happening like right in front of us. And people don't take the time to sit back and watch and just seeing all the changes of the colors and the dazzlement and the magic that's coming into the role, and the veil's getting thinner. So you might start to feel and see different things and things popping up, and you're not crazy. These things are happening.
Just yeah. Exactly.
To talk to about. If you have, you find a group of people to talk to about. I think it's really important now, don't you, Hillis, to find a small community
Oh,
that
yeah.
that
Or you
you
can just message us. We talk about this stuff all day
yes.
long.
Yeah, everything's coming up with give us a shout, but really find some people that you can really open yourself and allow yourself to talk about things that you might be experiencing in your world, like me and my picture with my elf ears. Like, seriously, that happened. I'm just want to let everybody know that these things are happening. So embrace them, allow them, and open to them, because the more you open to receive the magic that is starting to open in this world, the more you're going to move forward to step in and be in oneness with the energy and let go and move from, we talked about earlier, that separation. And that's what's happening right now. All that old is separating because truly, we're not supposed to be separated from anything. So, all that's happening right now. So that's why that's all coming up right now as we move into this next phase that we're moving into. So.
Yeah. And so, you know what I was reminded to share with everyone? And so, and this is just a
Deborah
testament,
said.
huh?
Deborah.
Yeah, she sees it too.
Go
Oh,
ahead.
thank you, Deborah. what I'm reminded to express is that, this is just a testament to how things change and how things evolve. And those who know me, have been following the show for a while, may remember that I have a slight fear of heights. Well, not a slight fear, I have a fear of heights, period. And so about a week ago, maybe a little more than a week ago, I had to help a friend with a ladder. And mind you, I had to climb on top of the ladder. And so it was maybe easily, one story or half a story. But when I'm on the ladder and I look down, I freak out. But I was about a story up, half a story to a story up on this ladder, and I didn't freak out. I wasn't scared of being on the ladder anymore or being of height. So that's one thing that has definitely changed in my world that's, tangible, something that's like, yeah, I'm over that. I'm done with it.
Yeah. And it's fun seeing those fun things that are happening now
It
because it
is.
is happening. And when you take the time to be aware of it, it's all about being aware and being mindful of, how our world is shifting, healing, and all the blessings that are coming in that weren't there before. I mean, they were there, but we never took notice of them. So it's more
And
noticeable.
allowing them to come in. Yeah. I think
Yeah.
that's the biggest part is the allowing and giving permission for
Yeah.
them to take place.
And opening to the magic of it. And magic's one of my favorite words, but open to the magic of it. And also listening to your body more because it's speaking more too. And it's going to let you know what's going on. And we're moving in. We always could, but I think we're moving into the potentiality of, really embracing how to heal our own bodies at a whole nother level.
Yes, and yes.
Yes. Which
And with that,
we've always had the capability of doing. We haven't been able to open to receive
yes, exactly. And with that being said, I think it's time for the tune-up. What about you?
If you want to tune up, we'll tune up.
Yeah, I mean, what better segue than into the tune-up than, people having the ability to nurture and repair and heal their own bodies,
Exactly.
because that's what it's about right now, really, for us to really step into the magistry, the magic of this machine, this biological machine that is meant to be here longer than 60, 70, 80 years. I mean, if it's taken care of properly, it can be here for quite some time if you choose for that. It's a choice. Everything is a choice.
It is.
And I'm gonna preface this by saying, and this is another element of my journey that came up last week for me that I'm gonna share. As I was in the midst of a journey, last week, looking at my family, looking at my family members who have passed and seeing how their bodies gave up on them, how their bodies gave up. And it's because they allow the level of illness to take hold in their body, to take disease, and they got better, but it was too late. It wasn't much left that could be done, but they enjoyed the life that they had, and that's what matters. So in the time that we have, enjoy it, but at the same time, know that you have the ability, the strength, the power, the endurance, the magic to course correct any illnesses that are in the body.
Exactly. And then all starts with opening to look at the things that you brought into your body to allow that to happen. And I drew a card. I
Yeah.
was told to do a card while you were talking. So I got new cards again. Did I show these to everybody? These little Druid wisdom cards. Anyhow, I'm loving these little cards. I'm kind of got obsessed with them. But anyhow, the one that came up, which is very interesting from what you were just talking about, was the Glastonbury Tour. And I love these because they're little poem things. Where are we going if not deeper into this love? Heart be pure as holy dove. Let me in or let me go. Carry rod. Rhodoxerite? Do you know what that is?
I know Rhodocite.
Rhodocerosite.
Yeah, Rhodocite. That's a master crystal. That's a crystal that is has the energy of love,
Oh, that's what it says for
unconditional
deep
love.
healing, deep love and healing.
Oh, I love that.
So anyhow, I got to draw a card while you were talking about that, and that's the one that came out, so.
So yeah, so with the energy of unconditional love, all will be well. And so with that being said, yay!
Tell us the story of the tune up tonight.
Yes. Strap on your seat belts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I might go back to sleep. Can I take myself off camera and lay down?
Fun show tonight, guys. Fun show. So
The show
whatever
is
the
called the Shiny Thing Syndrome Show.
shiny things, I like it. Shiny things. So whatever you are, whatever you're doing, take in a nice big deep breath and let it out. As you allow yourself to relax, as you step into the energy of you, as you connect to the energy of you, of yourself in this moment, as I connect to the energy of you, connect to those all who are watching this now in this moment. As we open up the energies, the energy of unconditional love. The energy of unconditional wellness. The energy of unconditional nourishment. The energy of unconditional self-care. The energy of unconditional wisdom that you may receive to allow for the harmonization of your soul. Of the body, with the Creator, with Mother Earth. Allowing for the energies to be open even more as we allow for this energy, this beautiful, beautiful emerald light, this beautiful pink light. This beautiful golden ray of energy intertwined as one, this trinity of energy intertwined as one as it comes into the heart space and allowing you to receive the guidance that you've been asking for, the guidance to care for self even more, that you may be open to receiving the wisdom. The tools, the people, the food, the herbs, the prayers, the well wishers, the medical teams, spiritual and non-spiritual medical teams, to come to be of service to you, to allow for these doorways, these paths to be open to you that you have asked for. Allow these things and more to show up for you in the way that you have asked for them to show up, so that you may recognize them as this trinity of energy moves throughout the body to support the body in new and beautiful ways, to cleanse and clear the body of any and all things, thoughts, beliefs, illnesses, diseases, anything that is holding up residence, that is taking up space, that does not belong there, that you wish to leave, anything that is causing any form of suffering, anything that is causing any form of sacrifice, anything that is creating death in the body, allow it to be transmuted and to be born again into something more beautiful, more radiant than once before. Allowing this trinity of energy to open up, to spread out across this earth, across this universe, across this galaxy, for you to receive all that you've been asking for with grace and ease. Allow this message, these tools, these people, to be returned to you in this frequency as they resonate with you. Resonate with your arms stretched out, welcoming this energy home to you, to reside in you, to live in you, with this energy of unconditional love, with the energy of the earth, the energy of the creator, intertwined together, the oneness of the universe speaking to you in a way that you can understand in your dreams, in your waking state, in ways that you notice, where things go unnoticed in your life and in your world, where the teachers show up to you, the tools show up to you, because you are a blacksmith, of the body, utilizing the tools and resources that are at your disposal to allow for something even more than you could ever imagine to be created with the divinity that you hold true to yourself. The trueness of you truly emerges in the form of light, emerging through the body as this trinity of energy shows you your way, shows you the path as it is moving through your systems, your immune system, your nervous system, your reproductive system, your digestive system, your circulatory system, your meridian system, your chakra system. All aspects of you are one with this energy, never separated. It's just in our awareness where the separation has begun. And it is in our awareness where the separation of thought will end. And allowing you to come back home to yourself. Be here with yourself. Know yourself. Honor yourself in all forms. In all experiences, honoring that in which has been created just for you. Everyone taking a nice big deep breath as we close the energies. Aho Matakiase.
Aho Matakiase. Thank you for that, Hillis.
Thank you, but it was not just me. It was the plant, the spirit of the plants.
Well, you deserve it. Time to go back to my nap.
Yes.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Thank you. I am very peaceful now.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
yes.
you, plants. Thank you, energies. And thank you for expressing, Hillis.
And everyone stay hydrated. And stay rooted and grounded.
Yes.
And stay connected. Until next week, everyone, keep exploring.
Keep exploring. Remember, don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you. And I've listed those things. If you want a great journal to write in or some honey or some candles, all the information's on there. So check it out. And thank you again, everyone.
Till next week.